In the shadows, there are those who seek truth, who confront the darkness with courage and determination.
You know what to do. Now's the time. Do it.
Whether acknowledged or not, you find yourself engaged in a relentless spiritual war. Irrespective of your awareness, an unseen adversary seeks to destroy you, not only in this life, but also in the next. Regardless of your location on this planet, you reside in a fiercely contested battlefield, and escaping this conflict feels impossible. Welcome to Truth and Shadow, your guide through the supernatural. I am your host, BT, and this is A Shadow Short. Let's navigate the unknown on this brief journey into the depths of mystery. With unwavering resolve, we can banish the demons back to the abyss. Let us not cower, but stand firm. For it is by facing our fears that we reclaim our power and emerge victorious in the eternal struggle against the forces of darkness. Greetings, listeners. This is a continuation upon the demonic tactics. I'm calling this one Understanding the Demonic Influence Over the Imagination, and specifically exploring the intersection between spirituality and creativity. Imagine a realm where the line between reality and fantasy blur, where the depths of the human imagination are both a source of wonder and a potential gateway for sinister forces. This is the territory where the concept of demonic influence over the imagination resides. It's where spirituality intersects with creativity, and where the battle between light and dark unfolds in the recesses of the mind. At the heart of the concept lies the belief in entities, spirits, if you will, that operate beyond the physical realm. Angels, Bene Elohim, unclean spirits, jinn, fallen ones, or any other myriad names for the dark and sinister forces that seek to infiltrate and corrupt the human mind. This influence is believed to manifest in various ways, from intrusive thoughts and temptations to the distortion of perceptions and the stimulation of dark fantasies. The primary way the sinister forces affect man is by moving the imagination. It's in this psychological realm, if you will. It's basically through your stored memory that they are able to ingratiate themselves to you. They are able to take data within your mind and form phantasms that appear to be physically manifested. For example, I may have never seen a tower made of gold, but I have seen gold and I have seen a tower. Therefore, it's entirely possible to imagine a tower made of gold. If you're thinking about the stories of Desert Mirage, you're along the same lines. A desire for water in a parched and scorched land, like a desert, can lead people to see oases where there is only rock and more sand. Let's think of it this way. When we observe the sins of others, murders, robberies, assaults, thefts, all on the silver screen, they're acts that we ourselves would never commit, but they are images nonetheless stored in our mind. And that minefield of data is available to be manipulated by these sinister forces. The notion of demonic influence over the imagination is deeply rooted in religious and cultural traditions worldwide. Specifically within Christianity, demons are seen as fallen angels, unclean spirits, etc., who rebelled against God and now seek to lead humans astray. On a similar note, in Islamic traditions, the jinn are supernatural beings capable of influencing human thoughts and actions. And across other cultures, folklore is replete with tales of spiritual possession where individuals are believed to be under the control of malicious entities. Creativity, with its capacity to conjure worlds, both wondrous and dark, becomes a battleground in this struggle. The imagination is often celebrated as a divine gift, but it can also be vulnerable to manipulation. Artists, writers, and thinkers throughout history have grappled with the tension between inspiration and temptation, wrestling with the darker recesses of their own minds. While the imagination is a powerful tool for innovation and expression, it can also be a double-edged sword. Unchecked, it can lead to obsession, delusion, even madness. The allure of the forbidden, the taboo, the macabre can exert a powerful pull, drawing individuals into dark and dangerous territory. In the face of such dangers, how can one safeguard the creative spirit? Well, the practices such as prayer, meditation, reading scripture, and other forms of ritual have been seen as bulwarks against the demonic influence. Cultivating moral and spiritual integrity, staying grounded in reality and seeking guidance from trusted mentors are also essential strategies for navigating the treacherous waters of the imagination. Yet, amidst the darkness, there's also the possibility of redemption and rising above it. Many traditions teach that light ultimately triumphs over darkness, and that even the most wayward soul can find its way back to the path of righteousness. Through acts of repentance, infused with love, compassion, wisdom, individuals can reclaim their power and transform darkness into light. In the annals of our psyche, the notion of demonic sway over the boundless expanse of the imagination serves as a stark reminder of the ceaseless battle between the forces of righteousness and sinister forces, between the radiant beacon of light and the engulfing abyss of darkness. It beckons us to confront the shadows lurking within our own souls, to wrestle with the demons that stir in the depths, and to navigate the labyrinthine corridors of our subconscious with unwavering resolve. As agents of truth, it is incumbent upon us to peer into the abyss, to delve fearlessly into the depths of the unknown, even as the tendrils of darkness threaten to ensnare us. For it is in this crucible of adversary that our mettle is tested, where the line between reality and illusion blur, and where the seeds of doubt take root. The forces that seek to lead us astray are cunning and insidious. They whisper falsehoods into the recesses of our minds, sowing discord and confusion, tempting us with promises of power and enlightenment. But we must remain steadfast in our convictions, for the path to redemption, salvation, is fraught with peril, and the allure of the unknown can be intoxicating. In this dim twilight of our conscience, the shadows dance and twist, casting doubt upon the sanctity of our convictions. Yet it is precisely in these moments of doubt that we must cling to the flickering flame of truth, for it is our only beacon in the enveloping darkness. We must steel ourselves against the seductive allure of the unknown, for the path to enlightenment is fraught with peril. And the shadows that lurk within are as ancient as time itself. And as we journey deeper into the recesses of the human psyche, we are confronted with scores of manifestations of our own inner demons. They lurk in the shadows, waiting to ensnare the unwary traveler and lead them astray into the abyss. But we must not falter, for the truth is our shield and our sword. And the Word of God is our only defense against the encroaching darkness. In the end, it is the light of truth that guides us through the maze of uncertainty, illuminating the path ahead and banishing the shadows that seek to engulf us. Therefore, we must stand firm against the tide of darkness, for it is only through courage and determination that we can hope to emerge unscathed from the crucible of fear. In our own relentless quest amidst the realms of truth and shadow, may we uncover the hidden light lurking within the depths. Thank you for listening. This is a free podcast based upon the value for value model. If you find value in this or any episode, you can return that value by liking the show, subscribing to this channel, leaving a review, or sharing with a friend on your social media accounts. You can also donate on my website. Thank you again. This is BT for Truth and Shadow Podcast. You are the light in the darkness.